This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peshawar's police chief says a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound in Pakistan on Monday, killing 59 people, including 27 police officials. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Hospital officials said scores were wounded, with many of them in a critical condition. A police official said that there were at least 260 people in the mosque when the explosion happened. Social worker Mahat Bilal was quickly on the scene.
As soon as we received information about the blast, I jumped into an Edhiv Foundation ambulance and came here.
Peshawar is an area where Islamist militants remain active, though no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. The blast ripped through the mosque during noon prayers, causing a wall to collapse on top of worshippers.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Israel Monday for the first time since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu regained power. His visit comes at what Blinken called a pivotal moment, with tensions rising in the Middle East. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Secretary Blinken arrived in Israel amid growing tensions on several fronts. A terrorist attack near a Jerusalem synagogue left 7 people dead Friday. An Israeli raid on a militant stronghold in the West Bank town of Jenin killed 10 Palestinians Thursday. Blinken urged both the Israelis and Palestinians to calm tensions.
And that's crucial to moving toward our enduring goal of Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures.
Blinken meets Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This